Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are wondering about. They're asking, is my child's attention span normal? Should my 2 or 3-year-old be able to focus for longer? And I want you to know, if you've been wondering this too, you're not alone. In fact, this is one of the most common questions parents ask, and there's so much beautiful wisdom to share about this. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about your little one's growing attention span, what's completely normal for their age, and how you can gently support this wonderful developmental journey. First, let me share something that might bring you so much relief. Research from child development experts at places like Kennedy Krieger Institute and Johns Hopkins University shows us that by age 4, as many as 40% of children have attention concerns reported by parents and teachers. 40%. But here's the beautiful truth. Most of these concerns represent completely normal developmental variation. Your child isn't behind. They're not struggling. They're simply being exactly who they're meant to be at this age. You see, attention development in 2 to 3-year-old children is this dynamic, rapidly evolving process. It's closely linked to emerging executive function skills, which are just beginning to blossom in your little one's brain. Studies show that selective attention at age 2.5 actually predicts working memory and response inhibition abilities at age 3. Isn't that wonderful? This means that right now, in this very moment, your child is building the foundational skills they'll use for the rest of their life. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tells us that toddlers 2 to 3 years old are developing the ability to follow simple instructions and sort objects by shape and color. They're learning to engage in pretend play, to explore their environment with curiosity, and yes, to sustain attention on activities that interest them. But here's the key: their attention span is naturally brief and highly variable. It's influenced by so many things: their developing language, their cognitive skills, their individual temperament, even how much sleep they got last night. Doctor M. Mahone and his colleagues remind us that inattention among preschoolers is not always indicative of ADHD and may represent a variety of alternative or coexisting conditions. But most often, though, inattention is a normal variation observed in typical preschool child development. Did you hear that? Normal variation. Your child is learning, growing, and developing exactly as they should. So what does this mean for you, wonderful parent? It means that when your 2-year-old can't sit through an entire book, that's normal. When your 3-year-old flits from one activity to another, that's normal. When they can focus intensely on building a block tower for 5 minutes but can't sit still during dinner, that's normal too. Their attention is growing, just like they are, and it needs time, patience, and the right nurturing environment. The magic book taught me something beautiful about this. Attention grows like a plant in a greenhouse. It needs gentle care, consistent nurturing, and the right conditions to flourish. You can't force a seedling to grow faster by pulling on it, and you can't force attention skills to develop faster by demanding more than your child is ready for. But you can create the perfect environment for growth. Here's how. First, give your child attention and praise when they do focus on something. The CDC recommends this specifically, and it's so powerful. When you notice your little one concentrating on stacking blocks, or carefully putting puzzle pieces together, or listening to a story, acknowledge it. Say something like, "I love how you're focusing on that puzzle," or "You're working so hard on that tower." This positive reinforcement helps their brain understand, "Oh, this focusing thing is good. I want to do more of this." Second, encourage free play as much as possible. Research shows that free play helps toddlers stay active and develop motor skills while building sustained attention naturally. When children choose their own activities and explore at their own pace, they're practicing attention in the most developmentally appropriate way possible. Third, create opportunities for pretend play, reading books together, and exploring the environment. These activities support cognitive development and naturally build attention skills. When you read together, you're not just sharing a story, you're teaching your child to sustain focus, to follow a narrative, to engage their imagination. It's all connected. Fourth, and this is so important, maintain realistic expectations about age-appropriate attention capabilities. Your 2-year-old doesn't need to sit still for 30 minutes. They don't need to complete complex tasks without getting distracted. They're learning, and learning takes time. The key is recognizing that building attention skills is a gradual developmental process that unfolds naturally with patient, responsive parenting support. Now, let me tell you about a story that shows this so beautifully. In the Book of Inara, we have a story called The Greenhouse Where Plants Whisper Thank You. It's about Milo and Nana discovering a magical greenhouse where plants glow softly when they're cared for with gentle touches and kind words. As Milo and Nana learn to focus on their green friends with patience and sustained attention, they discover that the plants grow stronger and happier. This story is such a perfect metaphor for how attention grows in your child. Just as the plants in the greenhouse respond to gentle, consistent care, your child's attention skills blossom when they're nurtured with patience and the right environment. When Milo and Nana discover that plants glow softly when given gentle attention and kind words, children watching or listening learn that focused care creates beautiful results. After you share this story with your little one, you can create simple care routines together. Maybe you water a plant together each morning, or feed a pet, or organize toys. These activities naturally build your child's ability to sustain attention on meaningful activities. And the beautiful part, they don't feel like work or pressure. They feel like connection, like love, like growing together. The research is so clear on this. Selective attention and executive functions, things like response inhibition and working memory, develop together in 2 to 3 year olds. Attention at age 2.5 predicts executive function skills at age 3. This developmental period is critical for building foundational attention and self-regulation skills. And individual differences in attention development are completely normal and expected during this age range. So if your child seems to have a shorter attention span than their cousin or their friend at playgroup, that's okay. If they can focus intensely on one thing but not another, that's okay too. Every child develops at their own pace, and your child is exactly where they need to be. Here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child's attention span is growing every single day. With your gentle support, your patient presence, and your loving guidance, they're building skills that will serve them for a lifetime. You don't need to push. You don't need to worry. You just need to be there, creating that nurturing greenhouse environment where attention can grow naturally. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. And we're here to support you every step of this beautiful journey. Find The Greenhouse Where Plants Whisper Thank You and other wonderful stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to support your child's emotional and cognitive development in the gentlest, most magical way. Sweet dreams and beautiful focus, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.